meeting to order at 7 o'clock. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Crawford?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say.
Hedman is absent. Walter?
Here.
Elder is absent. LaChance? Here. Chacon?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Danis is absent, and Garcia is absent.
Alrighty, we do have a quorum, just barely. Recognition of visitors, we have Dixie and Shelley from the library staff. We have...
And I'm Sue Smithmeyer, I'm currently president of the Friends of the Library.
Okay, and we have Tom Lindblom here, and Rob from the city is here. Welcome everybody. Hopefully we have two new board members that aren't here yet. So we'll do that later. Amendments to the agenda, we're going to move the unfinished business up to under staff comment so we can get Tom in and out of here. So minutes. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to read them online. If not, you can peruse through them. You didn't get a copy? In here?
It's Jason.
Oh, well, whatever. Oh, that stuff. Okay.
Was?
Yeah.
She had something to say for recognition of visitors.
Oh, okay.
Friends.
Yeah,
thanks, Michelle.
Sorry.
Go
ahead.
I just have invitations that Shelley had made up for the open house that we're going to do for Michelle on May 19th. So if you want to take one of those, then hopefully you all can attend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few of them over here. So. Okay. So pass them out. And then if you have anybody else that you want to pass them out to, that'd be great. Thanks.
Excellent. Okay. That will be a fun time. Anyway, okay.
Sorry to see you go, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all are.
Any comments on last month's meeting minutes? If not, can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Can I have a second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Minutes have been passed. Correspondence?
We got one letter from the Secretary of State, Jesse White. They awarded us the Yorkville Public Library the per capita grant in the amount of $13,138.14. Although we haven't seen the check.
Yes. But we got to spend the money before the June of 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, excellent. Anything else?
Does that money usually come? Like, they say that we're getting it, and then how long until we get it?
It depends on the state of Illinois, how broke they are.
That's
our last one we got, I think, only 13,000, or less, a lot less than that, I believe. I don't think we had the full amount, but it came very late.
I wonder what the
really be like.
Historically, it's coming in May or June, but that could be obviously later during the budget impasse and state fiscal crisis. But you're right, it has gone down. It was 13 and change last year. I think it used to be closer to 17, 20,000. So we'll see what this year brings. So.
Okay. Moving on to public comments. Anybody got anything to say out there? No. Okay. Staff comment. You have anything to say, or are you here for farther down?
Further down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, no staff comment. Nothing that staff wants to bring to the board, right? Okay. Tom, you're on.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah. Don't want to have you hanging around all night.
Well, we successfully opened bids on April 18th, and I believe you've all got the spreadsheet that Darren put together. We had five bidders, which I was pleased with. four of the five were relatively close, which is usually a good sign. My experience has been that when you see that, it looks like, it indicates to me that the bid documents were well understood. It wasn't something that was really out there in left field. They were just throwing a number at just for grins. Then we had the one that was way out there, and who knows what and why.
Yeah.
The successful bidder was BP&T Company out of Mount Prospect at $25,800. The next lowest was $27,400, so they're within a couple thousand dollars. After opening the bids, then I asked the successful bidder, whose name is, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right, Steve Kokosolis, is the president of the company out of Mount Prospect. I asked him to send me some names for references. He did the next day, and I had three references that I called. I made my own scorecard, if you will, and I asked how they would score from 1 to 5, 1 being bad, 5 being excellent, on workmanship, on cooperation with your staff, on did they take an organized approach to your project, did the project complete it on agreed upon time, that was a yes or a no, and then overall, how pleased were you with this company? So the three bids came in. The first reference was from the village of Mount Prospect. The second one was from the city of North Chicago. And the third one was from the village of Riverside. So it was three municipalities. And the work ranged all the way from painting buildings to painting light poles and fire hydrants, a water plant, and painting City Hall. Successful winner scored a 5 on everything except a 4 on one item. The other references were all 5s. So I felt pretty good with that. I would assume that these people, while they never knew their titles, they'd probably be like a public works director, somebody like that that would work with the buildings. So assuming you approve this tonight, the question, obvious question is, where do we go from here? My recommendation is that we, first of all, we call this gentleman and advise him that his bid was successfully accepted, and try and set up a time for what I call a pre-construction meeting. At that, I'd like to have the staff there, and obviously the contractor and myself, and we'll go over such things as making sure that he's getting his insurance in order, his bonds in order. He has to name the library in the city as additional insured under his insurance, and there's a provision in here for a performance bond. What I have to find out yet, and maybe you know, is there a standard form that the city has for a contract?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I don't think so.
Okay, I stopped to see Erin today, and she was not in.
Yeah.
Some cases I've seen where the bonding company needs some sort of a contract in order to issue the bond. So, because it's a performance bond, and it's for 100% of the bid amount. So we'll work on that. But then we'll get into such things as storing materials, working the evil lift, working hours, all these kinds of questions that I would need the staff input. You know, what time could they start, what time... We have to make things available for your patrons to come, all these kinds of things, and certainly to get this company introduced to you people and you people to the company. So that'll come maybe next week. I'll have to try and set that up for some time and to find out then what their schedule is to when they think they could start, depending on the weather, and then about how many working days they would expect. So. Overall, I was pleased with it. I was pleased with Erin's assistance. She did a great job for us.
Yes, she did. Really appreciate her help.
And so now we move forward, and the decision now for this board and our staff to make is what color.
Do we want to bring up the one issue that came up or not with the third bit, the third bidder?
Yeah. Let's see if I can remember the details of that. He called Aaron, I believe, and said that there is a state law that he quoted that said if you're doing business like this, that you have to have an apprentice program.
Right.
They recognized apprentice program. Aaron checked with the city's legal counsel, and they said that that only pertains to state contracts.
Yeah.
So it doesn't pertain to us. I never heard of it before.
Yeah.
But it must exist, and at least the city's attorney didn't come back and say there's no such thing.
Yeah.
He just said it pertains to state contracts only.
Okay.
So we should be good on that. The other thing that we had, the provisions that are in here that I've never agreed with, but it's been there, is the prevailing wage issue. That basically what it is, it's union wages. And I imagine the city has published that every year, the prevailing wage document. So I think we're covered there. So I don't know, right now, I don't know any loose ends other than to get a formal approval by this group from to approve PB&T company out of Mount Prospect in the amount of $25,800.
Any other questions for Tom? I wish we had more of the board here to vote on this, but I'll make a motion that we approve the painting bid from BP&T Company in the amount of $25,800 as the lowest qualified bidder.
A second.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Walter?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the motion passes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Do you need me to sign that? Do you need me to sign anything? Or
no?
Okay.
I see if he needs a contract.
Okay.
The reason I raise this question is normally before we work through architects, and there is an architect AIA form
right.
of an agreement between the owner and the contractor. Well, we can't use that or it would be an infringement of copyright rules.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what he's going to require, if anything.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you for
helping. Okay.
It takes two things off the agenda. Woohoo! I guess I'll put on my finance, my treasurer's hat now. And, pardon?
Can you pick the color?
Oh, we'll pick the color later. There's colors here. We don't need the colors right now. Anyway, if you want to look through the treasurer's report, I have not gone in detail through this yet. Let's get skimming through the credit card report. Didn't see anything out of the ordinary there. We have some books. Testing and certifying, Cannonball Mechanical. What were we testing on Cannonball Mechanical?
They were testing the backflow of the water.
Oh, okay.
Which is state required.
Okay. We had our fire extinguishers tested. I take it we had some reciprocal borrowing that the patrons lost the books, didn't return them to Oswego, Three Rivers, and Hanover Township. We had to repay.
It's part of the reciprocal borrowing policy that if our patrons go to another library and don't return the books, we're responsible for it.
Okay.
And it works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Other libraries do pay us too.
So. Yeah.
The good news, though, about it is their name's in the computer, and if they try to get another library card, another library will stop them, system, so.
Okay.
Until they pay it back.
Till they repay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like we have two payroll periods. We are going to have some big bills coming soon. Do we have any more on Trico? We have a Trico bill for next month. It was at about $3,500 because the air conditioner went kaboom.
No, I got an email today from them, and it's not part of the house.
Okay.
It's going to be $3,915.
Okay.
For one problem.
Okay.
I have two problems.
So gotcha. Okay.
But it'll be in
the... It'll be next month. Yeah. Let's see. We do have the eye chart here. Which is the budget report. Obviously, no more. We've hit our limit on property taxes. What else is in there that's of importance? We've gotten, let's see, was that April? We got a personal property tax. Looks like it was, is that 2 months worth or is that still 1 month? $1,400 for the PPRT.
That may be 2 months.
That might be 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, because it seems like an awful big jump. And if I understand correctly where the personal property replacement tax comes from, it comes from the 9% corporate tax that gets levied on all the corporations in Illinois. It gets distributed, part of it gets distributed as this personal property replacement tax.
Yeah, that's correct. And then they froze, I think, back in 79, the percentage that was given to the library, I think it's like 24.87% or something like that. So no. That's the amount. We actually get it and we kick the money over to the library is
gotcha.
how it works.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, you can see, when was it? In June of last year is when the state grant came in.
Okay.
From last year. So we'll probably hopefully get it the same time this year. And there's maybe a couple hundred dollars difference between last year and this year. We got a little bit more. Not seeing a whole lot of things to call out. It was a pretty uneventful month. Memorials and gifts. What did we get? I got that one here. We used memorials and gifts to pay for the Constant Contact purchase, which is okay.
What is Constant Contact?
That's an email service when you do email blasts instead of...
The newsletter comes out.
Yeah. It's
and the funds are paying for that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a way of you not getting blacklisted by sending out thousands of emails from one account or one domain. The Constant Contact does it a different way.
Okay.
So it's a way of doing that legally. We do have the money going to the cash statement. Do have the money in there to pay for our painting. And to pay our bills. Yeah. So we built $25,000 into the budget and the bid came in at $25,000. So we did pretty good on that, right? $25,800. So any questions that I can try and answer? If not, next month we'll Yeah, next month is the end of the fiscal year.
We won't be able to read our budget report.
Can I have a motion to pay our bills?
I'll make a motion to pay the bills for $20,287.09 and total payroll $35,644.48 for a total of $55,931.57.
All right, you've got your motion and seconded. Can we have a roll? Oh, yes, that's right. We need a second. You second?
I'll second.
Okay.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
And Walter?
Yes. Motion carries. We can pay the bills. Last director's report.
The month of April, 12,313 transactions. We borrowed. Our library patrons borrowed 921 items from other libraries, and we sent out 542 items to other libraries for other library patrons. We've added 83 new patrons, and 381 new items have been added to our collection this month. The bottom part has our e-books, the accounts for that. We had and on this next page,
you get a pen.
This is public.
Get you out to sign too.
Different places for you to advertise. Mm-hmm. What I didn't get put in there is the New Yorkville Parks and Recs. And at the very bottom here, they're letting us have a half a page at a time. And Shelley puts all of this together here for us. So you might want to look for your copy and see what some of the new things that we're doing and some of the things that we've been doing, and just give different times for it. So our programs that we've had, I'll just go through the new ones that we've had this month. Mind Games, a night of self-reflection. This was 52 patrons came to see it, and this was sponsored by the Friends of the Library. They paid, how much was it, Shelley? 150?
It's 300.
300. Mm-hmm. That was all. 300 for this program. So we're thankful that they'll support us the way they do. Our young adult, we have a high school research. We had a teacher comes. This is her third year in a row. She brings her class six different times, and they study at the school here. Or the library. They walk across the street from the high school. And Mary Ann and Jeanette open up early for them to come because they want to be here at 9 o'clock and we don't have the hotel. And our children's programs, we did some school tours telling them all about the summer reading program coming up. And we had a Chicago Lego workshop here. And it was a free program that came in. Someone from the Chicago area came out and did a presentation on Legos for us. And also had the Magic Game was the new program we had this year also. So on the next page, if you look towards the bottom, we have the gifts and memorials. We have Kay Livingston, which is our staff person here that passed away.
Wow.
It was in the paper that all the money would go to the Yorkville Library for her memorials, and also for Jeanette Madden, and that was also in her obituaries for the memorials to go to our library, and this is the total collection of all of them. So, a couple other things I have. Our custodian, Margot, that works here, she fell a few weeks ago, and she tripped over this is the first time that I can remember that we've ever had anyone take a claim. So just to let you know that happened. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. City liaison Seaver's not here. You got anything for us, Rob?
No, I won't speak on behalf of the council. So, no, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Standing committees, we're going to have some activity soon with that. Unfinished business is taken care of. New business. Ta-da. Pardon?
So you consider it new business. The race is on there.
Yeah. Well, it's new for this year. The director's retirement. I know Michelle didn't want to make a big fuss about this, and I told her it's not going to happen. There's going to be lots of fuss. The Friends of the Library having an open house for her on May the 19th. If you can come, that would be wonderful. City Council is going to be honoring the retiring board members, Beth, Sandy, and Barb, on April the 23rd at 7 p.m. at City Council.
April 23rd?
May 20th. Yeah, no, yeah. May 23rd.
Okay.
May 23rd at City Council to honor the retiring board members and Michelle.
What time? 7?
7. And we will be sorely, you will be sorely missed at our meetings.
I miss everybody.
Yeah.
So, and the staff.
Yeah. And on that note, I talked with Shelley and Dixie about taking up the duties of Michelle. They've agreed that the two of them can do what Michelle does by herself. But yeah, they have to do their own jobs too, and Michelle's job until we find a director. So I don't know if we need a motion to appoint them, or we just say, welcome aboard. And we'll be glad to see you at the meetings, or might as well just do it officially. I'll make a motion that we appoint Shelley,
Augustine,
and Dixie DeBord as interim directors until we find a permanent replacement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And is there something you guys wanted to add to that, or?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm going to get a paid little extra for.
Yeah, I should have had you put it on there too, but okay. We'll have to bring that up at the next meeting.
Okay, because it's.
Yeah, we will definitely have something in your paycheck to for the extra duties. A couple dollars, maybe. Yes, you will be fairly compensated for your efforts, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do a very good job.
We're perfectly willing to do whatever we can to help out during this transition.
I passed out before Dixie put together a job description. As well as in your packet, there's something that Aaron has done.
Is this from Aaron?
That's Aaron's stuff. This other one, it just says director at the top. That's what Dixie did, the job description and all of that. The city, Aaron and Bart, are being very supportive in our actions. She did. She called a bunch of the other. She posted one of the memos that's in here is a job description, duties, responsibilities. Probably be good to go through this, especially the personnel committee, but I would encourage everybody on the board to be part of the personnel committee and the search. Been through it once myself, and it's a daunting task. Aaron and Bart both said that if we run into pay issues, to let them know. They're willing to work with us. Probably news to you. And help us with whatever. They're willing to help us with whatever we need to get this started. There's a salary range spreadsheet that Aaron included from local libraries, so we can get an idea of where we fall within some of the similar sized.
Are they all similar sized, or are they just listed?
Let's see. Evergreen Park and Flossmoor would probably be bigger ones. Hillside's probably a bigger
North
one.
North Aurora's gotta be way
bigger. Yeah, North Aurora is way big.
So when we did the school district one, you have to make sure you're comparing to comparable.
Yeah. I would say Auburn, Winfield, and maybe not Woodstock. Salmonok, Sandwich.
What do we use, numbers or our patron size? What would we use to compare comparable?
I would think
that.
Is it
just population? City population? Okay.
Yeah.
Because
that's easy enough to Google.
Might be
district. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Like, we're a
municipal.
Yeah. And so they don't all function the same way. If you're Googling the size, you need to know, are you looking up city size? Because we have a larger population than is actually, than can actually use the library as part of their taxes.
Well, it gives you an idea of the range of what's out there. Apparently there's a lot of directors out there. There are a lot of libraries looking for directors.
Are these empty ones, or are these just the price of what people...
I think this is what they're currently at. There were those guys. So hopefully next month, people that are on the personnel committee is LaChance, Crawford, Rodriguez, and Garcia. So you guys would be the most interested, but like I said, I would encourage everybody to be on, to do what they can. So,
how does this process work? I mean, do we have to?
We can post the job through Rails, the library system. Mm-hmm. We can post the job through just adding the paper. Because that Erin's willing to do, what she needs to do. She's already been in touch with Rails. You guys have worked with Rails on that.
Yeah.
Judy Summerlot, one of the friends of the library, I didn't know she had such good library experience. Mm-hmm. She's willing to help us out, do whatever needs to be done so we get a good director. Krista Dennis has her master's in library science as of last year. So she's one of the new board members. If she's interested in applying, she works as the youth director at Aurora on Elburn, Yellow Road.
Who on the committee interviews the
personnel committee would interview.
Right.
So it's LaChance, Crawford.
Whatever hours would work. Yeah.
So are these people going to interview in the evening?
If they had to, they probably would.
Because I work till 3 o'clock every day. Yeah. Sometimes 5 or 6.
Through the summer too.
Not in the summer, but
this is probably going to happen in the summer.
I would think we would want to do it quickly. I do camps too, so sometimes I'm working during the day in the summer.
Well, I know everybody. Everybody's got work issues. So we have to work around that. And I'm sure the applicants would understand that. Being board members, this isn't a primary job. We don't get paid.
Well, the last couple times, we would set up a time. And were you interviewing them?
Yep.
we didn't have just one.
No.
We tried to get all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it hopefully would take one day to go through them, and then
one day.
Yeah, and then the second time, you know, we narrow it down so that it's not going to go on week after week.
Yeah,
I think that would be a lot smarter.
Yeah,
it is.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah,
it has.
Yeah, it's been what?
Since 96.
Yeah, something like that. So
I'm like, they schedule
years
during the school day, and I just sit in the room. So I'm like, how does this work when you come to a Monday night meeting to do the night?
Yeah.
See, Sean, see, danger causing. I was like, no, what is going on at this one meeting? I was across the street at another meeting.
Okay. Any other questions or... I mean, there's a lot of information in the packet in this, and we'll...
Well, who's going to post to the... Are the gals going to do the posting, take care of that?
Once you get it written up, we can post it to the Rails website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we've got... Who did this one?
Well, we need to look through...
That was just
one specific
that
one,
was,
right?
Okay. That was one position that was open on the Rails website.
Okay.
That's how they listed it.
Okay.
So is this one or two?
Oh, okay.
Is this the continuation of the same one on the second page?
Yeah.
Michelle, did you go over
this? This is in a different font.
No.
See it?
The gals?
I think that's...
I think you probably copied and pasted two different ones so we
it's
could see.
Two different ones.
Two different ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Kind of pull out what we like and make one
mm-hmm.
new
yeah.
one.
There's lots of examples out here.
Yeah.
You can
get as well, do we
want
to make a meeting for the
so
committee?
So the personnel committee needs to meet to come up with one
job description.
Job description.
That they can then run with.
Yeah.
Do we need to bring that back to the board, or can the personnel committee finalize the job description?
I would
probably have to
approve by the board.
Yeah,
yeah,
do.
You would. We can always have special meetings. The personnel committee can call a special board meeting. We just need 48 hours to post it.
Okay.
So,
no.
Yeah.
He's going to post it
before
you
live. Yeah, we'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we could do everything but money we need to decide as a board.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
Yep. Okay.
So before you leave, personnel committee was
yeah.
Board.
Well, the only one that isn't here is Garcia.
Okay.
And she's one of the new ones. I intentionally didn't put Krista Danis on the personnel committee. She would be a good one to be there with her library experience, but she may be interested in applying for the job, in which case she cannot be part of this search committee.
That's
and she'd be on the library board.
I have an MLS. I work
okay.
in a library.
But you don't want to apply.
No,
don't
I'm not
apply
applying.
For the
you're
job.
Good.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
But if you want to apply.
Not for you, Michelle. No, thanks. My middle school library is for me. Thank you.
Okay.
But I do work in Plainfield Public Library, too. So.
Okay.
If someone is employed by the library, then they can't be on the library board also, can they?
Don't.
That would seem...
Think so, no.
Okay.
So if she did apply and she was selected, she would have to resign from the board to take
okay.
the position. Yes, that is correct. She couldn't hold two.
Because something like that happened in Salmonok, where the person like, just went on a leave of absence from the
what?
Board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
a leave of absence.
So, and then she's working as the...
Just
yeah.
don't show up.
Yeah.
You can do that for a long time.
You say.
Yeah.
She did not fit. She's just on leave.
Yeah.
That's kind of
and then working as, like, the city treasurer or something. Like, this is...
That gets you in trouble. Okay. Any other questions about that? If not... State report. Your final state report.
Oh, state.
Yeah. Is that, that's...
I gave you a copy of the state report. I
yes.
I gave it to the board president. We keep a copy here in the library. There will be a copy. not be sent over to the city as required by the state statutes. This all has to be done by the end of this month, and it's all completed now and ready to be sent over there. I usually give you, at this time, one of these annual reports that has all the information here from the state report. I didn't have time to get it done yet. I get the finance information at the end of, for the end of the year. I got it last Thursday, and I didn't have time to compile everything in the state report and to finish this too. But you will have one of these in your packet next month. I won't be here, so you don't have to have a discussion on it. It's just for your information. Information that can be used to be. I will tell you that I've got some of the figures. Our total patron visits for this fiscal year was 73,690. And we have 6,380 library patrons with library cards. So, and our children's attendance and our adult attendance for programs was 7,752. We had a good year.
We need
more information out here.
Do we want to take Barb Johnson and Sandy Lindblom off as trustees?
The names on the back here. I left Barb Johnson and Sandy Anna because they were here during this. And
okay.
And next time
their
name will be off.
Okay.
Darren's name on here.
Yes.
That's why their name is.
Okay. And Jason's on there too, so that's a good thing. Okay. Very good. Where'd my agenda go? State report, we approved that. We approved that. The 5K. We're going through this faster than I thought. We met and discussed the 5K. There's some information. I'm pushing the wrong button. In your packet, Race Time is going to provide the registration this year because a lot of people were complaining about the registration process on the park board's website. You had to sign up to be part of the park board. Then you could sign up for the race, and it wasn't very clear where to go to do that. Race Time, they're not going to charge us to set it up, and basically it's the same charges as last year. It's $450 to provide the timing, the start finish line, the timers, the clocks, the bibs, all that. They'll do the setup. They'll transfer the money from their account to our account. I still got the cancel check from last time we did that with E-Rate, so we'll use the same account. So other than the $450, probably the only other thing would be the transaction charges for the credit card transactions that they would charge us for, which is the same thing that the park board did. Is they just whatever charges were done for the credit cards, you know. They just deducted that much. I put a $750 limit on that. We're hoping to get, if you know of anybody, there's a list of possible sponsors that we can contact. I don't know if have you had a chance to talk to any of them, Rebecca? No. Okay. I've been in touch with a couple. They're waiting for more information. We do have the sign-up website is actually created already. Did you? You should have gotten her email.
Yeah, I have it up right now.
Okay. So we can pass that along to you guys, and you can have it on the
website,
Facebook, whatever. You can create an event for it. That way it'll be there. People looking for events, it'll show up. Mm-hmm. And have the link to the sign-up sheet.
I can send you the logo that someone, I can't remember who created. Did I create it?
Susan.
She has created. I'm like, I
Susan
created.
Did. Her friend is Susan.
My friend.
I just have it saved so that.
Is it last year's uncle?
Yeah,
it's the
same
with
one.
The book, with the white handle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Book
it? Book it.
Yeah,
yep.
Here's the. This is the site she set up for the raisin.
Black and white. Okay. Yeah, it's just black and white. Yeah.
We can add
pages. It's nice that when they go to the page now, people go straight to the registration where before you had to register for the park district.
Yeah.
Did you try it? And I was like,
yeah, I did.
It's kind of convoluted, and I had to teach it. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
I'm just coming the day of, but when you do day of, if anything happens, people don't show up versus they register ahead and they don't show up. That's okay, we already have your money.
Yep.
So I was like, we want to make the registration as simple as possible.
Sure.
Correct.
And we have more age groups this year. We didn't.
Yeah, we have, what did we do? We did
three. It's 11 and under, 12 to 25,
yeah.
And 26 and over.
And we kind of went sponsor, we call it gold, silver, and bronze, $350 plus. We're going to get some kind of a race banner with their name on it. Silver will be, that would be 150 to 349. We'll put it on the website, the YPL's website, the Facebook page, logo on the shirt, race bag promotions if we can get some from them. And the bronze was 149 and below. We just put their name on the website and Facebook page and Racebook, race bag promotions.
Are you going to put their name or their logo?
If we can get a logo from them, we could put the logo on, but primarily be the name. Okay. Yeah.
Because I would do the mini golf.
Yeah.
Scorecard, and the companies would send me their logos.
Okay.
Put those on there.
Okay.
Good advertising now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can get their logos in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to be looking for the age group medals. Well, Michael, you said that guy is...
He may be going out of business. Well, those medals aren't very expensive. Probably go to
another vendor and get those. Okay.
They weren't very expensive. We just got the little circle finisher medals.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have a male and a female this year. We'd like to have at least three for three male groups and three female groups.
Yeah.
I would really like, I mean, I want to start getting this letter out, but I feel like the top paragraph doesn't really accurately represent what the library does, if that makes sense. It was late, we were like quickly trying to draw up the letter. So if you could just make it sound a little smoother, I don't know if we should be capitalizing children's program or if that should just, you know what I mean? Like, you have to type up a lot of stuff to promote library programs. I feel like that's not how it should look.
Since the... Friends of the Library do a lot of children's programming. That's their primary focus is the children's programs.
No, it's not that. It's the actual capitalization of the word children's program. It's not a proper noun.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I want to give this to businesses. I want us to look as professional as possible, not to have things capitalized that shouldn't be capitalized or grammar's a little off. I just fix the grammar thing. And it doesn't have contact information. Like, who would I send logo to and ask more questions?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't remember.
Well, yeah, this was just kind of a rough draft.
But the problem is asking for people's questions.
The prominent placement on the shirts for the gold sponsor, I thought that we had we have shirts left over.
Yeah.
So.
But that may not be enough. We're going to give those out to anybody who registers day of.
Okay.
But any new people, we would order shirts, and then that way we could put logos on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are like, you registered the day of, this is what we have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shirt. Yay for you, but.
Okay.
So we intentionally didn't put dates on it.
Right,
so
yeah.
So we could reuse.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, well, I'll put.
Yeah, you can't put logos on
right.
Those.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all clear to me now.
It's clear as mud.
Right.
Hopefully we can do a little better than breaking even this year, especially if we get a couple of good sponsors. That would be ideal. We'll have to work into that. We have a few more months to plan this. The race is September the 2nd, which is the Saturday before Labor Day. Race starts at 8 o'clock. Should be done by 10 o'clock.
It was done by like
9 something, yeah. Tim Evans from the park board said
I told him what we were doing. He said he's more than willing to help do whatever he needs, painting the street again. Hopefully this time we do it the right way. As the map shows, instead of, well, the map shows going that way, he painted everything that way. Confused everybody.
Do we still have copies of the map?
I still have a copy of the map. So we have the map. We can put the map on the website as well. So,
does the map that we're going to use, does that take people onto major thoroughfares?
No. Or is it, the only major thoroughfare is right here.
Good.
It goes back into kind of over back here. Lines that, that's the biggest part of the race is back here. And then it comes back down and does a loop down into that area by the cemetery.
Okay.
Or down around
Parkview.
Down around Parkview. Okay. So, yeah, we don't go on 47 or 34 or any of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. That would be a bad thing. We could make them do laps on the track over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And TV Cross Country, YMS Cross Country will volunteer that day.
They will. Okay.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
My daughter runs cross country for high school.
Yeah, I emailed Mr. Miller, and he said they have practice usually at 9. I said, good, our race starts at 8. We need them there by 7:30.
Yep.
Most of them will be done by 9. Connor will be done, which is where you have a lot of the volunteers standing to direct traffic. And you just have a few people left, so most of your volunteers who are standing at corners are done, and you just have the those adults of us who are cleaning up and here at the...
Yeah.
So I figured that would be good.
Yeah. And there was a little confusion out in the parking lot last year with the book sale, but we were it all worked out fine. Judy was fine with what we needed to do, and most of the people understood. When they tried to come in here, we said, no, you got to go down through Beecher and park back here. Or park over here in this farther end of the parking lot, but until we closed, opened it up. But it all worked out. So.
Seems like you have it organized a little bit better than last year.
Yeah, the only thing I think is we need to maximize. It really isn't going to raise money unless we get this out quickly, because a lot of people are all trying to get money from the same businesses, so we need this budget to be finalized as soon as possible.
Okay. I think Kate has the, I think we both, we all have it.
Yeah, she emailed it to us. Do you have the letterhead? Who has the letterhead that needs to go?
That would be... The library would have a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not an electronic letterhead. It's
you
just you print it on.
Oh. So we'd have to send it to you. You guys could print it out, and then we can make copies or scan it back in now with the letterhead, so that we could all have it to share with people. Some businesses, maybe you know, you could just send them an email.
Mm-hmm.
Some you could walk in the door. Okay.
Okay. I think I need a vote on the budget for $750 to get this rolling. Hopefully it won't cost us anything, but I think we need a motion to approve an amount not to exceed $750 for the 5K race.
I make a motion that we approve for no more than $750 for preparation for the race.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And LaChance?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you very much.
So the 750 is for race time, is that right?
Up to 750. Yeah.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Water, you know, you get 1,000 miles for $2. Ice, you know, the normal kind of stuff. A lot of it, garbage cans that we needed, we bought last year. buckets to put the ice and the water in. We've got that last year, so we can reuse a lot of that stuff. So
yeah, really our cost was waste time, t-shirts, and the stuff that we already have. So.
Right.
Who creates flyers? Is that here? Who can print posters and flyers? And, I mean, I think we need to advertise, like we need to do a much bigger job of advertising. So this letter is good, businesses. But if you notice, a lot of people, like each of us, we have 15, 20 of them. Mm-hmm. Anytime you walk into a business, can I put this in Panera? Can I put this in your supermarket? Like all these other ones are in the windows of Starbucks or whatever. Yeah. Who prints, would the library print those out? Is that something to pay extra for?
We could probably, if we sent them the something to print, they could probably print it. Mm-hmm. We got color printers around.
Yeah, color printers.
Yeah.
Poster with the link and everything after we approved it.
Okay. We even have a QR code creator. So we can create, it's a website that creates QR codes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I made those for activities for school. That's
yeah, the, that's the easy that part.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to put a QR code on the poster? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
For the website?
Mm-hmm. You can put the link on the Well, the QR code would take it, would be, and the link.
Because some people don't have the QR code scanned.
Yeah.
The web address is already scanned.
Yeah. So. Wow, 8 o'clock.
Can I send you guys this and you kind of like be focused? It's like what we're trying to support. Well, you guys know better what we're trying to support here than.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a date. Do
we
want to have a date?
A date to, oh, for when it is?
A date? No, a date for like a deadline.
Deadline.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get your stuff in by a certain date, you can't go on t-shirts and banners. You need to have that stuff made ahead of time.
Yeah.
So do we want to have sponsorships should be in by date?
That's kind of probably the end of July.
Yeah, so July 31st?
Yeah.
And then who will be the point contact person?
I offer you up as tribute.
I'm not offering myself as tribute. My summer is my time to reclaim my sanity.
But Kate's not here.
Yeah. Offer Kate up as tribute.
There we go.
It won't be done because you'll have a million meetings or work things.
Well,
I say the president. That's why you're the president.
Why?
So we can put your name on things.
Okay, we can do that.
I'm playing pretty good. That's going on the left.
That was okay. Bad.
Speaking
if
of...
If they contact the library, anybody could answer the phone at the desk and be like, I'm not sure.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to contact someone. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, people call them, who do they contact?
Yeah, that's fine. You can put my, I'll be tribute.
I'll put your phone number in your email.
Yeah, that's fine. Speaking of officers, next month we're selecting, we're not appointing them, but we're selecting officers. We need a vice president and a treasurer. But you can, I'm willing to stay on as president, and I can't speak for Kate, but she's currently the secretary. But we need a vice president, who pretty much their only job is to fill in when I can't make it. And the treasurer signs checks and gives the treasurer's report. So we have a lot of.
I'm gonna try that one again.
I can try it again. I mean, I.
You could throw your name in the in the ring next month when we do that and we vote.
I think I got my problematic stuff that wasn't really mine off my credit report, so I might get bonded.
Okay.
Who's signing checks tonight?
Rob, Susan, Susan.
Could somebody get you? Hack you into your credit card?
No, it's kind of a long story, but...
So, anyway, any other business from the board? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Wait.
Forget it.
We need to pick a color. Well, before you leave, Take a look at the colors.
Yeah, we really do.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, what's your favorite color from the one from the ones on the tree on the cable?
My name.
Oh, I guess we're adjourned.
Okay.